DeSoto Dragon is senior Craig Tice joining us now here for another roundup and look at our dream team interviews. And Craig, first off, congratulations on being a dream teamer, and thanks for taking some time out of your day to speak with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Craig, for you, this is the first time on the dream team, making it in boys' hoops for the winter. And how did you find out? Did you get a text from someone, a tweet? Were you listening to the show, or what? What was that process like when you found out you made the team?
I saw a retweet on Twitter.
Right on. And just what were the initial thoughts you had when you found out that you were indeed a dream teamer?
Well, I mean, I was kind of surprised. I mean, it was really exciting. I mean, it's my second year of playing high school basketball, so it was a big shock to me. I had an injury my freshman year that wouldn't allow me to play. Then sophomore year, it was still kind of edgy, so decided to come back my junior year, and then senior year was a lot better.
Does it make it feel that much special, or that much more special, I should say, knowing that you went through all that adversity earlier on and then able to respond in a big way that senior year?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, it was a lot of adversity. A lot of extra hours in the gym with Coach Hammond helped me with my shot and definitely helped me get back on task.
And then, Craig, for you, I got a chance to watch you play a lot this year, and one of the things that really stood out to me was even if you were off offensively, I felt like your presence, you were just kind of so dominating down low in terms of defense and rebounding the basketball. Did you take a lot of pride in your shot blocking and all that stuff?
Yeah, I did. I mean, some nights were harder than others to get some baskets because, I mean, some teams, they put two or three guys on me at a time down low, and I'd have to find another way to help my team on the court.
Yeah, and Craig, for you, obviously, being a part of the Dream Team, it's not like we selected, not like the media picks, but all of the coaches in the whole J98 listening area select and they vote. So what does that mean to you, knowing that all those coaches, including some from the small schools down in like the Black River League and everything, had the opportunity to vote you onto the team?
I mean, it means a lot. The team and I all worked really hard this year to get where we were, and we definitely came a long way from last year.
What do you think is the biggest strength of your game?
I'd say just getting to the basket and being able to finish.
And then, Craig, for you, the team, a lot of fun to watch for you guys for the most part. Guys like Austin West, Jordan Anderson, Clayton Snudden, amongst others this year, Jack Brigman, of course. Do you have a favorite memory of this season?
I think the favorite memory would definitely be in our first game against Park Hills whenever Jack hit our game-winning shot from about the spiking line.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. I remember I called that one. That was a lot of fun. That was a little prayer that got answered off the glass, huh?
Yes, sir.
Right on. And then, Craig, for you, basketball is not the only thing you do. Obviously, you're playing baseball right now for the Dragons. How's that going for you?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, we've had a little bit of a rough start. I mean, some things didn't go our way, but we've definitely been spending a lot of time this week, especially with three rain-out games, a lot of extra time on swinging, and I think we're going to come out a lot stronger.
Right on. And then for you, you already got your future kind of decided. Next year you'll be playing baseball at Jefferson College. Take us through that a little bit. What was that recruiting process kind of like?
Well, actually Coach Stanton reached out to me last year and then came and saw one of my games. I mean, I didn't know he was there until about the third inning through pitching. It was a lot of pressure, but getting recruited to me was very, very exciting, especially because it's something that I've worked for my entire life and a big opportunity.
Yeah, Coach Stanton being Coach Drew Stanton over at Jefferson College. And, Craig, when you look back at your time at DeSoto and kind of what you were able to accomplish athletically, you know, what kind of sticks out to you?
I guess more of the basketball part, only because I didn't do that near as long. And I felt like my game grew a lot, especially in this year compared to last year. I mean, it was a lot of adversity to come through.
Yeah, I mean, take us through some of the off seasons. I mean, what was that kind of trying to work hard and, you know, to get back into it, recovering from injury in that 1 year and then just improving your game as a whole?
We had a lot of extra open gyms, and Coach Hammond definitely spent a lot of one-on-one time with us and told us exactly what we need to be doing. And he's a great coach. I mean, he put a lot of time and effort into this team this year, and we're definitely grateful to have him as a coach here in DeSoto.
Right on. And then for you, Craig, have you figured out what you want to study over at the next level?
No, not 100% sure yet on that. Still kind of deciding what I want to do with my future. But
yeah, you're going to ride the pitching arm all the way through as long as you can, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, right on there, Craig. Obviously, congratulations for you again. Anything else you'd like to add that I may have missed? Maybe some people you might like to thank along the way?
Like I said, I mean, Coach Hammond, I mean, he really helped us. I mean, he's there for all of us, and it's like having him being, you know, a younger coach is definitely, he can relate to a lot of things. He's definitely helped us through more than just basketball. I mean, he helped us through life too and gave us life lessons that we can definitely appreciate down the road and gave us great advice that we all are very thankful for.
That's great, Craig. Hey, once again, a huge congratulations to you for being a boys basketball dream teamer over there for the winter part of it, and looking forward to seeing you on the baseball diamond as well this coming spring.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
That's senior Craig Tice with the DeSoto Dragons. He's another member of the boys basketball team for the 2016-2017 Winter Dream Team. Of course, we'll have more for you in the coming days for all Dream Team interviews. Keep it tuned to J98 and Regional Radio.